Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
As one season ends, another begins. Going through my emails right now. The Newburgh Vipers, fifth grade soccer team.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
Spring soccer.
Bum, bum, which they do in bum, some bum, states. Bum, like it's like bum, bum, instead of it being a fall sport, it's a spring sport.
They
some
just
places.
Do both.
Yeah.
No, well, they do
crazy.
That here.
Yeah, yeah. They obviously
like,
have it
no,
in the fall.
No, for their schools and stuff like that. Like.
Well, I was just bitching to my mother yesterday that I played way too much soccer instead of baseball as a kid. Like, Mom, you put me in soccer when baseball was going on. Come on.
Yeah, I've taken my son to do some BP, take some grounders out, you know, where we used to live in Beaverton, but it's been a little while. And he, you know, he was down for it for a bit, but the dude loves his soccer. He loves his basketball. Those are his two go-tos. I'm trying so hard that one day, maybe by the time he gets to high school, he makes golf his spring sport, but it's just it's not looking well. It's not looking well at all. I got a few years to go, and we need a lot of excitement drum up before then. Because right now, anytime I get him out to the driving range swinging the club, he just one. I want to swing the driver, and nothing else.
Yep.
Doesn't want to work on the wedges. Doesn't want to work on the irons.
I want to hit dingers, Dad.
Oh, dude, I just want to, and then. But that's the thing, too, is, like, even when he swings the driver, it's no passion. It's the big stick, dude. You got to have some fire in that thing, and it's just he is just going through the motions, and it's like, all right, just step off. Let me get my swings in here, bud.
So my little dude loves to go into the driving range for, you know, for whatever reason. Like, he'll bitch and moan about, like, hey, man, need you to go out there and get some dribbles. We have, like, the dribble up ball. It's like this yellow basketball that has, like, a little QR code on it, and it has all these – dribbling workouts that kids
I think you've
to
told
really,
me about this before, yeah.
So when I tell them to do that, it's like, do I have to do that right now? Like, yes, bro. You know, but if it's like, or hey, man, let's go out there and shoot. It's like, man, bro, I don't want to do that right now.
But get your ass out there.
But if I'm like, man, hey, man, let's go ahead and get to the driving range. It's like, okay, can I get my own bucket? It's like, I mean.
Dude, hell yeah.
No, like, we'll be here forever if that's the case, you know. That's why, like, the bucket isn't that expensive, but bro, like. We're not there yet, but he loves it for whatever reason.
Hey, listen, I was there once, too, as far as just getting going. I was next to a guy at the driving range yesterday, though, that I thought that he was going to shank one, like, right into my spine. And because he was in the bay right behind me, and, you know, there's times I'm looking out, seeing where my target is, and then I see a ball, like, pass me, like, 2-3 feet in front of me going dead right. And I'm just like, oh my God, today's the day I die. Today's the day that I get absolutely crushed by a golf ball in the range. Luckily, we made it out of there alive, but I was scared S-less for a while. Man, want to talk about being scared last night. That Ducks game, that had me on the edge of my seat the entire time. I think up until that second overtime, no team had bigger than like a 6-point lead the entire game. Like Creighton and Oregon, neither team went up more than 6 points for all of the first half, second half, the first overtime. Like, it was just a back-and-forth affair, trading blows. And before we get going on the Ducks, I just want to say, Creighton, so annoying to watch them. They threw up 39 three-pointers. They clanked off, like, 50 of them, it seems like. How that math works out, I don't know. Don't do the math on it. But they missed so many three-pointers and just kept jacking them up that Oregon kept themselves in that game. And the reason they were able to keep themselves in the game is for two dudes, Jermaine Cousinard and Nafale Dante. With how this season progressed for the Ducks, the injuries and the up and down play, and if they were even going to make the tournament, for the run that they just had, and last night, those guys, not just those guys, the entire team were absolutely gassed, huffing and puffing. Like at one point, I remember they came across the half court. Nafale Dante with hands on his knees, like looking down at the ground while the game was going. And it's like, dude, there is a play happening right now. Dana's trying to set something up. And he was just like dying out there. Like,
when you play 48 minutes, you know, like
that. Yeah. 48 minutes.
You're going to be, you know, huffing and puffing out there. And 48 minutes. And was for those 48 minutes, a man amongst boys, you know, for the most part, as far as what he was able to do on the floor. So I totally understand why he was completely gassed.
And Cousinard, again, like putting the team on his back offensively.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The Ducks, I believe, had 7 three-pointers made in that game. He made 6 of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of, you wonder, it's like, if they're able to get someone to score 15 points on top of what they did, are they able to pull this one out? But it really came down to that second overtime as far as scoring goes, and the three started to fall in for Creighton. Even their big dude nailed a three, and that was the backbreaker. I forget his name, but he was their center, you know, 7-footer.
Kalkbrenner, I think it was.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, Kalkbrenner, yeah. And then he nails that three-pointer, and that was one of the more deflating ones where you're like, oh, okay. And gas just ran out on the Ducks, but those two dudes especially, but this team, man, got to be proud of yourself for the way that you showed up and almost beat this really, really good Creighton team. And they come up short. The season ends. Pac-12, though, they've been representing really well in the tournament so far. But the Ducks, they were just right there. And you wonder if also, towards the end of, I believe, regulation, if they're able to get that ball inbounded to someone else besides Nafale Dante to hit those two free throws, you wonder if they come out of this one on top and go to the Sweet 16. But
I think there's a lot of stuff to wonder. Like, you look at somebody like Jackson Shellstaff from right here in Portland. Like, if he has a better game than what he has, he doesn't go 1 for 7.
If he doesn't go out at the end of that game with that ankle injury,
yeah, you know,
yeah, it's tough.
But if he's able to kind of get at least a few of those shots to fall, you know, maybe you have a chance to kind of gain some momentum and keep going. Like, but you're right. Nafale Dante, you did all you can. Like, I mean, do you remember, and it's not the same, but it was in the tournament, but the game that Greg Oden played against Florida, you know, in the national championship? It's like, granted, Ohio State lost that game, but everybody was clearly saying, like, Greg Oden was the best person on the floor. Like, what he'd be shooting left-handed free throws, blocking shots, everything. That was Nafale Dante yesterday. Like, when you put up, 28 and
20.
And 20, you know?
Should have been 22. They had two rebounds where it was same team rebound that went out of bounds, but you regardless,
know,
yeah.
When you're able to get seven offensive rebounds, you know, and be able to keep plays alive and things like that, like that's a those are huge. And like, I don't know, now you start kind of wondering, you know, clearly, I mean, with Dante being a senior, does he have an NBA career? Probably not.
I was wondering after the game the other day against South Carolina, like he was great in the Pac-12 tournament, but then seeing what he was doing against South Carolina, I was like, am I crazy or is Dante making himself some money right now?
Because
the way he's been playing is just on both sides of the court. Like, there's got to be some scouts out there that are licking their chops at just being able to be a rotational guy in the NBA with the way that he was playing and his size, his strength. Clearly got to get the conditioning up, but I think that's also just from him being a little injured and not playing as much this year that will come in time. But I would love for him to come back one more year. I pray he does.
I think there's a weird stigma about upperclassmen in college to where it's like, well, why didn't you go to the league when you were a sophomore or a freshman? Because you weren't good enough at that point. And so there are a lot of freshmen and sophomores that people would probably take before Nafale Dante. But when you have a kid who can, you know, for the season is averaging, you know, 17-9, it can shows you that he can go off for big numbers, you know, against smaller teams. I mean, the league might be have some, even in the second round now, you can be something in the league.
Well, he can step out and shoot it a little bit too. So I would say like late second round. And let me chime in here really quick. I know we're kind of running out of time with this segment, but the Ducks game yesterday was, it was really fun to watch, but extremely frustrating to me. I'm not trying to like bitch and say like I'm mad at the Ducks, but it was just frustrating for a couple of different reasons watching the game go along. The offensive rebounding or lack thereof was extremely terrible. And you could tell Dana Altman was pissed about that. And I've got to say, hey, props to Altman for being, remember what I said last week? I need to see some fire from Dana Altman, and I had to go eat crow about Dana Altman actually being a good coach. And you know what? I'm Team Altman. Seeing that dude basically, if you all need coaching memes, he is the coaching meme after all of those reactions last night, just flipping out on the sidelines when his guys weren't getting rebounds, when his guys weren't going up the court enough. He was trying to coach the hell out of his guys, but how can you coach two guys that are literally shooting everything and then leaving? I think it was like 0-4-12 at one point where the rest of the team throughout the second half, and Cousinard and Nfali Dante were just leading the charge. So that's not Dana Altman's fault, and frankly, I don't think it's Dante's or Cousinard's fault either. So extremely frustrating in that regard, but really good to see the effort from the Ducks that were healthy. And you're right, Rashad, if they had Shellstad make like another shot or two, I don't think they would have gone to overtime. If they'd even had Rigsby come in and shoot once, I don't think he shot like before the first overtime.
You know, kind of like Joe was saying, like it was a 6-point lead for most of that game. So again, a couple of those shots go in for Jackson Shellstad, then maybe we're having a different conversation at this point.
Yeah, a little frustrating, but still a definite. It's positive to see the Ducks doing this with limited resources. Right. They basically had nothing other than their two star players last
year. And without, you know, Mookie Cook played, what, three games for the Ducks? Two games, you know, this year for them, and then was on the bench. You're talking about a kid who was touted as one of the top recruits, you know, in college basketball this past year. He played LeBron James in a movie, like, you know, so you can imagine what the Ducks could have been if they at least have one more guy on the floor.
And I do have to correct myself, because as soon as I said it, I was like, wait a second, because you did say that he was a senior. Dante, no eligibility left. I thought maybe with that like COVID season that he would maybe have 1 year, but Nafale Dante, he is done. So we look to next year, as the Oregon Ducks are now in the Big Ten in basketball. But, man, yeah, that would have been – it would have been fun to see them just one more game, because I think that they would have then taken on Tennessee, who had a close game against Texas yesterday. So it will be now Creighton taking on Tennessee in the Sweet 16.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.